Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
Psst, down here.
Hey, Amy. Welcome to the Xfinity store. Why are you hiding?
Cameras and microphones are everywhere, even in my house. What if I'm hacked? They're watching me.
Oh, with Xfinity XFi, you don't have to worry. It gives you enhanced security for your Wi-Fi network, so all your connected devices are protected, including mics and cameras.
Oh, that sounds great. Can you imagine if we were actually being recorded right now?
We are being recorded for this commercial.
Oh, I trusted you.
If it's connected, it's protected with Xfinity XFi. That's simple, easy, awesome. Ask how to get download speeds up to 400 megabits per second, or even faster, up to a gig. Learn more or get started with Xfinity Internet for $30 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. Plus, add XFi Advantage for enhanced network security. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Requires EcoBill and AutoPay, ends 6/30/19. Restrictions apply. New performance starter customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Actual speed vary.
Get to know the number one auto and home insurer in Tennessee, State Farm. I'm Kathy Thurman Edwards, the agent on Brookhaven Circle. And the reason my name is on the sign is because of my talented team inside. Call us, 901-767-7744. We're all better looking than a lizard.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis's sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Get it online at 92.9ESPN.com.
Frontier Western Store's world-famous boot showroom is waiting for you. With aisles and aisles of boots in one easy spot, you will find your next favorite pair at Frontier. Everyone loves Ariat boots, and Frontier has over 1,000 pair in that brand alone. Come grab a pair of rugged work boots like the Work Hog, or discover an everyday classic in Ariat's Rambler. Tons of other brands as well, Rocky, Dan Post, Red Wing, Durango, Justin, Twisted X, and many more. Frontier constantly restocks and refreshes their lineup of boots, so you're certain to walk out of the store happy in your new comfortable footwear. They have a wide assortment of sizes available for men, women, and children. Work, dress, or play, Frontier's knowledgeable staff will cheerfully help you find the perfect fit. It's boots galore at Frontier Western Store, 5880 Goodman Road, Olive Branch, or on the web at frontierwesternstore.com. Family owned and operated, you know it, since 1967.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from the Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Friday, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM ESPN. Get it online at 92.9ESPN.com.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
Data message rates apply, national contest. It's Unicorn Cash Time on 92.9. Every hour, weekdays from 7 a.m. through 7 p.m. And right now.
That's right, it's time for your 10 o'clock hour Unicorn Cash Code. Text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E. Text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, HORSE, H-O-R-S-E. 800-242-7881. You got about 56 minutes to get that cash code in. Your next chance to win is at 11 o'clock when Brad Carson will hand you another Unicorn cash code right before the Jason and John show gets kicked off. Of course, data and message rates may apply. One last time, text HORSE, H-O-R-S-E, H-O-R-S-E to 72881. Good luck.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Your precious love means more to me than any love could ever be. For when I wanted you, I was so lonely and so blue.
All right, back in the Jeff Calkins Show.
For that.
Let's do this Chris Herrington deal.
Now, it's Chris Herrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and Beyond. Presented by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on 92.9's Jeff Calkins Show.
Chris Herrington joins me now. Chris, what's this?
It's For Your Precious Love by Jerry Butler and the Impressions. I felt bad. I listened to the first hour on Friday later on a podcast.
Yeah.
And felt bad that I had not come to your rescue in your pursuit of precious songs that day. So that is the original version of that song. Incidentally, it was a processional at my wedding.
Really?
Yep.
That's fantastic. Whose version did we play? Whose did we play?
You played a cover by Linda Jones that has a long spoken word intro.
An intro, right. Yeah. It took forever to get to the precious. Yes.
Right.
Okay. So thank you for fixing us up there. Okay. You have out the definitive, and by definitive, I mean definitive, Mike Conley trade scenario story. And I happen, these are out now. Like the Mike Conley trade stuff.
Yeah, I was going to write this next week.
Right.
But then it just started blooming right over the weekend. And so I ditched what I was planning to write and I did this instead.
Well, I read the one at The Ringer. I gather you didn't before you read this. You said you weren't going to.
Yeah, if I know I'm writing something, I won't read.
Yeah, I totally understand that. And I have to say, and I'm not just blowing smoke, yours is vastly superior. It's wildly more exhaustive. But also what's interesting about it, what was interesting about the Ringer one, and maybe this is true, is how little value they so have you read it subsequently?
No.
Okay. It's basically like Andrew Wiggins.
Right.
You know, that was basically it. Sabonis was one that they took seriously, and Gordon Hayward is one that they took seriously.
I don't really take Sabonis that seriously, but right. I mean, to me that would be a wish for the Grizzlies.
Right. Yeah. So anyway, the piece is up. He has gone through, and it is, believe me, go over to, I've tweeted it out, and you can read it at the Daily Memphian, sort of all the possibilities. And I should point out, as I did earlier, that the when you did this for Mike and Mark at the trade deadline,
right,
the Mark one actually came to pass. So
I had a handful of things I suggested, and one of them was Marcus Gasol to Toronto for Jonas Valanciunas, DeLon Wright, and C.J. Miles.
Right. So,
which happened.
So we'll see which one of these trades the Grizzlies select, which right one from this thing they select. Who will he not be traded to?
What I did, I'll give you sort of an outline of the column.
Please do.
I looked at all 29 other teams in the league and divided them into groups, into six different groups. And one of those groups is I called the near certain non-participants. These are teams you can cross off the list, right? And so teams that are set at point guard or in different, you know, in rebuilding, you know, I mean, I think there are obvious teams that they're not going. He's not going to. He's not going to Portland or Golden State. He's not going to Atlanta, Sacramento, Cleveland. Anyway, there are like 10 teams you can cross off the list. And of the 19 that are left, I divided those into I don't know, four different categories.
Right. Let's just take some of them off the top. Let's take the two that everyone thinks about, which are Boston and L.A. Like, that's what Boston and L.A. in the idea that Kyrie leaves Boston or the idea that L.A. doesn't get the prime free agents.
By L.A., you mean Lakers?
Lakers, yes.
Okay. I put Boston and the Lakers in a group I call the free agency plan B or C contenders, along with the Knicks and the Clippers. That is not the category I think is most likely. But those are the teams that are dealing with players higher on the food chain than Mike Conley and then based on what happens, could move down to Mike Conley. I think Boston, actually, of those four teams, is the most likely of the four. I think the Lakers pick moving up from 11 to 4 really makes the Lakers less likely as a destination, because I'm not sure what trade you're doing with the Lakers. I don't think they're going to give up the fourth overall pick in a Mike Conley trade.
Right.
And I don't think they'll give up Lonzo Ball or Brandon Ingram in that trade. And I don't fear the Grizzlies. I don't know if you
don't even want them anymore, right?
And so I'm more skeptical of a Lakers deal. Now, the Celtics.
But the Lakers, how does the money work? Would they, with the.
Well, the Lakers
they're going to get two. They have room for two.
They're going to be deeply under the cap. So they'll be able to take back more salary than they send out. But do they want to do that for Mike Conley? They don't, but it might get to that point, right?
Right.
The Celtics, the idea of the Celtics would be Kyrie Irving walks in free agency.
Right.
And if they want to remain competitive right now, do they just re-sign Terry Rozier, or do they go out and try to trade for a better point guard, in which case Mike Conley is the most likely person there?
Right.
I think that's a scenario. And, in fact, subsequent to this column, I did a notebook that I put up, I don't know, about half an hour to an hour ago of, you know, various items. One of the things I did there was I actually ranked the teams from the first column in terms of most likely. And I did have Boston in my top five.
Okay. Just to be clear, anyone who has hopes that the Grizzlies pick that is now Boston's possession would be coming back as that.
You're not getting that. You're not getting that pick for Mike Conley in a Boston trade this summer. If there were a Boston trade, what it would most likely be, there's not just one thing it could be. It could be any number of things. But what would most likely be would be a trade for Gordon Hayward, who has basically the exact same contract as Mike Conley, and then you would negotiate what else you get. And the what else would not be that pick. It would probably be Boston has three picks in this draft, 14, 20, and 22. What I would envision, if that ever happened, where those two teams are negotiating, would be, okay, this is a Conley-Hayward trade, and the Grizzlies would say, we want the 14 and the 20. And the Celtics would say, Conley-Hayward, they're pretty equal. We'll give you the 22. And then the Grizzlies say, okay, we'll take the 14 and the 22 instead of the 14 and the 20. The Celtics would say, we'll give you the 20 and the 22. And the way it works.
How
right?
much of an where do you think Gordon Hayward is? I mean, he's not Chandler Parsons yet.
No, he's much more. He played 70 something games. He can play. It's a question of how well he can play, not whether he can play. He had this massive injury at the beginning of last season, a leg injury. He was an all-star level player. He signed a max contract with Boston. He broke his leg, I think, on the first play, like the first game of the season.
Yep.
Missed the entire season. Came back this year. And it's not been back to normal. But he can play. He's played 20-something minutes a game, 75 games, played in the playoffs. It's not a question of availability. It's a question of quality.
Do we have any sense as to whether he will?
I have to assume that another year removed from that injury, he will be better next season than he was last season. But I don't think you can assume he's going to get back to what he was.
You think he's definitely negative value?
On that contract,
Yes,
he's got the same contract as Conley.
Right, exactly.
And so if you're taking him, like, it's a salary-neutral trade in terms of those two people.
And one's a very good player and one's not.
Yes, and so you're getting zero cap flexibility out of it.
That actually trade makes a lot of sense.
If you're, I would not make that trade unless I'm getting the 14.
No.
In fact, I would want the 14 and something else.
Right.
Yes.
You wouldn't do it just for the 14 and Gordon Hayward.
I think I would hold out for a little something extra.
Right.
I think getting the 14 makes it a viable trade. Like, that's not a crazy notion to trade Conley just for Hayward and the 14. But I think Hayward is questionable enough on that contract that I would be really pushing hard for some little extra.
Okay. Other possibilities. By the way, I heard your very good podcast with Chris Vernon. You did. And wait a second. It wasn't with Chris. It was
They did it with Chris on Friday.
Yeah, but there was one where I think it was Chris. You did a podcast with someone recently where Grizzlies really did think they would take seriously, maybe it was Chris, Mike's wishes.
Yeah, that was Chris.
Yeah, seriously, Mike's wishes. They're not going to send him to Chicago, or do you think he will?
I don't think the Gasol to Toronto scenario. I think that kind of scenario for Conley is not particularly likely, given the range.
There's not many of those teams there. Right. Right.
And so if you think of, like, who are the best teams, like, you know, Golden State's set.
Who answers that? Who could you send him to that would say, oh, look at that, Mike's in a perfect place for Mike?
Well, I mean, if the Knicks miss out on Kyrie Irving and Kemba Walker, but they do get Kevin Durant, and that's sort of you got to go through all kinds of different scenarios to get to that. that's one. If you
Boston's
think,
obviously
if you think,
one.
Well, I guess. Maybe. If you think Boston is still a contender,
right?
You know, that's one. I actually think I have Toronto on this thing sort of in my, like, you know, not likely, but we can't really rule them out. Toronto tried to trade for Mike Conley last season.
Well, then about Kyle, though?
Yes.
What was it?
Yes.
Kyle and what?
That same trade that happened,
right?
Toronto would have, I think, I'm pretty sure, would have been very happy to throw in Kyle Lowry and get Mike Conley in that trade.
Yes, they would have.
And so I don't think the Grizzlies want Kyle Lowry, but is there a three-team deal there where you get Kyle Lowry and you ship him to some other team and that's what, and you get
you
back whatever?
You need something else, don't you, Kyle Lowry? Does Kyle Lowry have the value of Mike Conley at this point?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. There'd be a third team involved. And so whatever's going on, the Grizzlies' return would not be Kyle Lowry.
Right.
That would just be what Toronto sends out, but that's not what the Grizzlies would get back.
Right.
And so I could see, I think that kind of thing is unlikely, but it's not like off the radar. And so that's why I didn't have Toronto in my this won't happen list, right?
Right.
But after that, like, I don't know. And so I think the most likely, like, teams trading for Mike Conley, I have a group of five teams I called the presumed most likely partners, and those are teams sort of fighting for a playoff spot. It's Minnesota, Miami. It's Detroit, Utah, Indiana, those kind of teams, right?
And of that group.
Utah is a team that I think if you get Mike Conley to go with Donovan Mitchell, Rudy Gobert, you talk yourself into you get a chance to be a conference finalist.
And Indiana
has
the advantage that it's been Indiana for him, it's home. So, well, let's go through
those. I think Indiana, Utah are pretty decent landing spots.
Minnesota, the Wiggins thing, you're not a fan.
No, but I don't even think that's the most likely Conley to Minnesota trade. I don't think it's – I think Wiggins is something you could do, but I don't think that's the most likely.
The Grizzlies would not be interested in Andrew Wiggins on that contract. He's a mediocre player on a massive contract.
I don't think so, but I don't know. I don't know that for certain.
You would not be.
We pointed this out with R.J. Barrett. Andrew Wiggins, a Canadian basketball player on Team Canada. Glenn Grunwald probably has a pretty good notion, positive or negative, about what he thinks of Andrew Wiggins that might play into that. I think a more likely Minnesota scenario would be Jeff Teague, their incumbent point guard, who's on a expiring salary, and then Gorgie Jing, their backup center. You put those two together, the contracts match, and you throw in their pick at number 11 in the lottery, and that's a more reasonable kind of trade.
Do you like that one for the Grizzlies?
I would hope to do better. I think it crosses the threshold of like something that I could see happening. But I think that brings up an idea, and this applies to some other scenarios too. If you're the Grizzlies, if you're drafting Ja Morant and you want to re-sign DeLon Wright, you don't necessarily need or even want a point guard coming back in a Mike Conley deal. And so if a Jeff Teague is coming back, you have to ask yourself a question. Would we rather have Jeff Teague for 1 year as sort of the partner to Ja Morant as he makes his way into the NBA, or would we rather try to re-sign DeLon Wright for 2, 3, 4 years? And if it is the latter, then you're probably trying to move Jeff Teague to some third team. And the same thing would apply to Detroit with their point guard, Reggie Jackson, who would almost certainly be a part of any deal.
Detroit deal would be Reggie Jackson and
John Lohr, who's on those are both expiring contracts. It would be Reggie Jackson, John Lohr to make the salaries match or close to match, and then their pick is number 15. And I think your hope would be Reggie Jackson's valuable enough you can send him to a third team and get something else back.
Now, so you say you'd like to do better, but basically all of these trades
you're going
to
do better.
Are basically contracts and then a pick in the teens.
No, I think – and if you're getting contracts back, which would not be the case with Boston, which does give you some degree of financial flexibility, which has value in terms of roster building. So I think the most reasonable of all –
Those are better than a Hayward one, which is a contract that sticks.
When I rank the teams, like today, subject to great change, purely educated guess, I have Miami number one.
Okay. So deal is what?
A Miami deal would be Ryan Anderson, who's a $20 million expiring contract. It's just a contract at this point. Kelly Olynyk, who's got 2 years left at about $14, $15 million a year – and their pick, which is number 13. So you get the number 13 pick, which is a pretty good pick, and you get $20 million in cap flexibility, not this season, but next season. And Olynyk, a guy who's overpaid, but he could actually play. He's a rotation-level backup big. And so to me, that is if Miami wanted Mike Conley, and there are reports over the weekend that they do.
What were the reports over the weekend?
It was the Sporting News, just rumory. Pat Riley's always like Mike Conley. They're going to make a play for him this summer. That's all it said.
And what would they look like with Mike Conley? So what's
well? That's the question. Like, what are they doing with Gordon Dragic?
Right.
What are they doing? I think they would be a playoff. They were a playoff contender last season. And so if you have Mike Conley, Josh Richardson, Bam Adebayo, Justice Winslow, Gordon Dragic, who are the 2-point guard back. I mean, that's a decent team in the East. But it's a
You're not putting him on a team. I want to compete for championships.
It's a team you're hoping wins 45 games and is feisty in the playoffs. That's what it
is. Is that team even really much better than if Jonas comes back than this team?
Well, they're in the East.
And if, right.
And so I think the pathway is still clearer to get to the playoffs in the East than in the West.
All right, so you had Miami as the most likely for that deal.
Yep.
Who was two?
I don't even remember. Let's see. I had Miami, Detroit, who was
Detroit,
one of the teams
the
last year. Utah,
about.
Who we talked about. Minnesota,
okay,
who we talked
Utah,
about.
Utah, by the way.
Boston.
So Utah is, it was Favors and their one.
Yeah, which is right. Number 23, which is a little bit lower.
Which
of
is a lower one.
Right.
This whole Dante Exum, he got hurt again.
Right.
Like, now you don't even want him.
Utah, yeah. I think.
Would they then flip what Favors? Like, would you want Favors? Or it depends if you have Jonas, I guess.
I don't think you actively want Favors, but I think Derek Favors on a $16 million expiring. Derek Favors is a good player.
Right.
And so he plays for you, and then maybe you try to flip him at the deadline. I would think you'd flip him now if you could. And so, you know, I don't think that's a great deal. But it would be a deal that totally, you would completely clear out. That $34 million you owe Mike Conley 2 years from now, that would poof go away. And that's not nothing.
Right. That money would go away, and you'd have a 23rd or something like that.
Yeah, like, and then you have all this cap space. I don't think you're going to do great free agency, but you have all this cap space for trades.
Right.
To take back contracts and then get more picks
with
it.
What people may not realize is that not this summer, but next summer of free agency is going to be another summer where everybody has money because all of these deals, a lot of these deals from the Chandler Parsons thing, those are all the Grizzlies aren't going to, with all this
free agency. It's going to be another landmine summer. You don't want to go out and spend lots of money in free agency, but I think – When you're a rebuilding team and you have cap space, what you do is you take back contracts that other people don't want, and you get draft picks for doing that. And that is, I think, what you're really using your cap space for.
Right. Or you get a Zach Randolph.
Or you take a shot on someone
who. Okay. Was there anyone? So one was Miami, two was Detroit or whatever. You had Utah in there. You had Minnesota. Who else is most likely? Boston and Minnesota. Those are most likely.
Yeah. And my wild cards were the Pacers, the Suns, and the Magic.
What would a Pacers deal look like? Oh, yeah, that was the one where, who can you get for the Pacers?
Well, the Pacers thing is complicated because basically you're getting their draft pick, which is number like 18 or 19, I think, and you're probably taking back Doug McDermott just for to take back some salary. The problem with the Pacers deal, A, you'd love to get Domantas Sabonis, who I don't think you will get. The Pacers can clear enough cap space to just take back the extra contract, but to do so, they're probably going to have to renounce free agents they actually want to re-sign. And so are the Pacers going to renounce the rights to Thaddeus Young in order to pay Mike Conley $60-something million over the next two seasons? I'm growing more skeptical of Indiana as a real possibility.
The other news from over the weekend was the Grizzlies. News came out that the Grizzlies interviewed another coaching candidate.
Yeah, Igor. I'm going to miss another Eastern
Igor.
European name.
He's Igor to us.
Kukoskov? I don't know.
From the Suns. Just fired.
Yeah,
he lasted 1 year.
Yeah, he lasted 1 year with the Suns. He went 19 and, I guess, 63. Like, that's not much of a calling card.
Right.
It was the Suns, right? I mean, so they hire this guy who was the Slovenian national team coach who won the Eurobasket with Luka Doncic on his team.
They hire him,
and then they don't draft Luka Doncic. And then they go into the season, and they don't give him a point guard. Like, the only point guards on the roster were two second-round pick rookies. And so it's like, you don't get Luka Doncic, and you don't get a point guard. Good luck, guy. And then the person who hired him, Ryan McDonough, got fired before the season ever started. So they hire Ryan McDonough hires this coach, doesn't draft Luka Doncic, doesn't get him a point guard, and then Ryan McDonough gets fired. And it's like, here you go. And so I don't know whether he's a good NBA coach or not, but I think you have to – I wouldn't take that season in Phoenix as definitive proof of anything.
The other thing that the podcast that you did with Chris, and people can catch that over at dailymemphian.com, is he raised the theory that it's possible that the coaches' names that we've heard are coaches whose agents wants their names out.
Oh, I think that's almost certainly true.
And that there's this trove of experienced coaches that the Grizzlies have also been interviewing. And so it's not that they're going to take a shot on
I do think there are coaching candidates they've talked to that we don't know about. I wish I knew about them, but I don't. No one else does either. I do think the four names that have come out is not the full list of people that they have talked to or they're interested in. And the example you look at is what happened with Cleveland, where there was all these names that came out, including Alex Jensen and right. including Serena Shostakovich, some of the same names.
Look at then you. They hired John. They hired Serena. You've nailed it.
I'm getting
now.
Better.
You're really good. Yeah.
And then they hired John Beilein, who no one had mentioned at all until he got hired. Right.
By the way, they just added J.B. Bickerstaff.
And J.B. Bickerstaff, associate head coach. And so, yeah, I mean, I think Vernon's dream is that there's some super experienced, great head coach we just don't know about. He wants them to hire Mike Brown.
Right.
He wants a guy who's had success in the NBA before. I don't know about that, but I do think it's true. It is likely true that the names that have surfaced because their agents or their people want their names to surface.
Right. Go read all this stuff over at the Daily Memphian. It's remarkable, and you should catch it there. Thank you, Chris. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks.
In the meantime, I will tell you, is it too early? We've gotten past Mother's Day now. I can start talking about Father's Day, can't I, Jeffrey? I'm a father.
Oh, yeah.
And I will tell you, literally, if you want to get me a Father's Day present, walk into Oak Hall, point to anything there, and I'll be happy. Literally, all of the best clothing that I own, any clothing that I have any kind of pride in, is all from Oak Hall. Literally, it's all from Oak Hall. And, by the way, if you have a father who you're not your neighbor right now, or don't live in the same city as your father right now, free standard shipping on orders of $100 or more. But I love my Brack slacks. I love my Peter Millar slacks. I love my sport coats from Oak Hall. Literally everything that I own. It's just, there's a difference when you have something that is quality. And it's why they've been around here and successful and really interwoven into the fabric of Memphis for so long. So let me put it on your radar. You won't be hustling that last week. Get in there now. And again, you can ship from Oak Hall, free standard shipping of orders for $100 or more. When we come back, Rob Doster will join us. He is a writer for NBC Sports College Basketball Talk. We will talk to him about the Grizzlies draft and about the Tigers recruiting. And I'm going to either warn you now or delight you now when I tell you that we will play our new hit one more time. For those of you who missed it, it'll be the last thing we do, heck, maybe ever on the station. It'll be the last thing we do before we sign off today. It's the Jeff Calkins Show, back in a moment, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m., 92.9 FM ESPN.
Buckle up, taste buds. You're about to take an adventure of South of Beale, Memphis's most innovative and trendiest establishment. Check out the new summer menu or nosh on your favorites like General Tso's cauliflower or the duck patty melt. South of Beale has craft cocktails made from the coolest bartenders in the Mid-South, featuring draft brews from local and regional breweries only. Bring your friends, bring your family, bring your taste buds to South of Beale, celebrating 10 years in the South Main Art District. Get started at southofbeale.com.
At Merrick, we know dogs are in charge. So our dog foods start with deboned meat, poultry or fish, and Sorry. Coming!
Here's your ducky.
And because real whole foods are better for your dog, each Merrick recipe is packed with whole fruits and vegetables. Excuse me.
You want to go out right now? Okay.
Dogs are in charge. Serve them well. Merrick.
Available at your local pet store.
Napa know-how.
You don't have to know fancy terms like ceramic, metallic, and calipers to know that this sound isn't a good thing. And now at most Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers, you'll get a $75 prepaid Visa card when you spend $250 on brakes. Do it yourself or have it done for you and save $75. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores and Napa Auto Care centers. Exclusions apply. Offer ends 5/31/19.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Thompson Machinery is committed to helping you get the job done fast and efficient, helping to grow your business. That's why we're offering 0% financing for 48 months when you buy a new Cat compact track loader, skid steer loader, mini excavator, backhoe, and more. No matter if you're looking to buy or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Pick up your Cat machine today or visit us at tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer.
Have you heard? Orion Federal Credit Union is redefining banking with their 4% checking account. Visit orionfcu.com for details. Conditions apply, 0.05% APY on portion of balance above $30,000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Show joined now by Rob Doster. Rob Doster writes for NBC Sports College Basketball Talk on Twitter at Rob Doster. He joins me now. Rob, how are you?
I am doing great, man. What's going on?
Where are you going to have Memphis in your top 25 heading into next season? Provided it stays the same. Yeah.
Yeah, I believe I have them ninth right now. And that might be low compared to, I think, where some people are going to end up having them. I'm a little skeptical still. I think that, and it's not that I don't think that Penny is going to be a good coach or the fact that he can find a way to get it done. I'm always skeptical of teams that are loaded with freshmen the way that Memphis is loaded with freshmen. And it'll be interesting to see. You know, I think that's part of the reason why I think it's really important to get Rajon Tucker, just having somebody that's, you know, older than 19 years old out there on the floor at some point, I think is going to be beneficial. But this is a team that's very, very talented. And if before too many Memphis fans get mad at me, let me just say that I was able to lock in a futures bet on Memphis winning the national title at plus 5,000 a couple weeks ago. So I do have some faith in you guys.
Wow. What would that – that's really quite something. That's fantastic. So, It's interesting you talk about these teams loaded with freshmen. Obviously, Duke won a lot of games with the team loaded with freshmen, but they got Mike Krzyzewski as the coach, and they didn't get to the Final Four. John Calipari has won a lot of games with teams loaded with freshmen, but the one team that he won the national title with had a nice blend of freshmen and upperclassmen. Do you compare this to anyone lately? Like, honestly, this is a better collection of talent than they had at LSU, isn't it? I mean, it is. It is better. So
yeah, but LSU also had Tremont Waters coming back, who was a sophomore point guard, borderline preseason All-American. And for all the talent that Memphis does have coming in, remember, like Duke last season, not only did they have Zion Williamson, who ended up being Zion Williamson, they also brought in R.J. Barrett and Cam Reddish and Trey Jones, and they basically had four of the top 10, 11, 12 recruits in the country. James Wiseman is obviously awesome. But beyond that, like Memphis has, it's a bunch of like four-star guys and Precious Achiuwa. And, you know, I'm not trying to rag on them or anything, but like a guy that is a top 50 prospect is someone that you probably expect to be like a 2 or 3 year player, right? Like really kind of hitting his stride by his junior year when he gets to that kind of all conference level, hopefully. Like that's the goal with most guys that end up being four-star prospects. So, I love what he's able to do, and he's obviously able to recruit and get these players. I want to see it before I fully buy into this team being at the same level as what we see, like these Kentucky and Duke teams, like you mentioned. So, I'm not saying I'm skeptical. It's just it's new, And before I fully buy in and then push all in on Memphis being the number three along with those two powerhouses, I kind of want to see it happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah. In terms of what's interesting is that you just said that some of these guys are guys who you'd like to see as two or three or four year players. I actually think it sets up well for Memphis because they're going to have this year. This year will be what this year will be, but all these guys aren't turning pro. James Wiseman is obviously turning pro. Maybe Precious Achiuwa, probably Precious Achiuwa. But the rest of them, Kanonis, Boogie Ellis probably, right? And everybody else, including the guys from last year, will be coming back. So it seems to me that they're set up for whatever this year will be, but it doesn't have to be a one-year blip because of the reason that they're a bunch of four-star guys, as you say, top 50 guys. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no. It's definitely, like, you have to start somewhere, right? You have to be able to you don't just, like, jump into it and all of a sudden you have, like, these All-American juniors and seniors on your roster. I do think that having some guys that have been through it before, like a Tyler Harris and Alex Lomax and then the big guy, Isaiah Maurice. So having those players on your roster will certainly help, as will having somebody like James Wiseman who is going to be in the conversation for, like, a preseason first-team All-American. Just based off of the fact that, he's a number one freshman. Number one freshmen end up being in that All-American conversation more often than not. So this is a good place to start. And I do think that there are some building blocks there. And I don't think that the recruiting is going to slow down. Penny Hardaway is Penny Hardaway. How many head coaches around the country have their own shoe brand? How many have them have, like, little Penny? And how many of them are what Penny Hardaway was, not just nationally, but, like, within the city of Memphis? And then, Mike Miller, I feel like you could have one conversation with him. He's just one of those guys where you have one conversation, you feel like your best friend, right?
Right.
And I don't think that recruiting is going to slow down. So I do think that they're going to end up building. And I would not be surprised if, 2 years down the road, we end up talking about Duke, Kentucky, and Memphis when it comes to being able to get the best players in the country. So I think this is a good place to start. And, frankly, when you are the second year of having a head coach, and you are already in the conversation for being a top five, top 10 team, where degenerates like me are already betting on you to win the national title 10 months before it happens, I think that you're probably in a pretty good spot. And at the very least, the basketball that Memphis fans are going to see this season is really going to be entertaining because I don't expect Penny to, take his foot off the gas when it comes to playing in transition. And as good as some of the guys they had, like as good as Jeremiah Martin was, I think it's going to be more fun to see some of the players you got coming in this year, especially Rajon Tucker. Man, I don't know how much Memphis fans have seen him play, but he is an unbelievable athlete who is going to throw down some at least one poster dunk at some point next season. So it's going to be a lot of fun to watch him, regardless of how good they are.
There is some scuttlebutt that he may not be headed this way. Indeed, some scuttlebutt that it may be some academic obstacles. If he does not show up on campus, how big a blow is that?
I think that he's probably a guy that would end up being a starter. I think that he's a guy that is a very legitimate NBA prospect. Like, I would not be surprised if he doesn't make it to Memphis because he ends up being a second round pick. He is kind of in that mold of, the 3-and-D wing that NBA guys are looking for. I think he shot, 42% from three last season at Little Rock. He's an NBA-caliber athlete. He was a football player in high school. He's tough. He can defend. He's got pretty good size. So I would not be surprised if he ended up being like a second-round pick this year or getting one of those guarantees where they say we're going to, make you a two-way player if you just stay in the draft and we sign you on draft night after going undrafted. So that might be one of the reasons why he doesn't end up going there. And I do think that would be a blow because I think he would probably be the second best player on Memphis this season. I think James Wiseman would be their best player. And I think that Rajon Tucker, if he's there, is probably their second best player. He's a fifth-year senior. He's a guy that you kind of, like I said, he brings a little bit of that experience. He's been around. So I do think it would be a blow. I don't think that it would necessarily change whether or not I think they can win a national title. I certainly think that they can with or without Rajon Tucker. But I would probably say that they're more in that like 10, 11, 12 range in the 5, 6, 7 range without him.
Would you would you say, how confident are you that Boogie Ellis is a point guard, as a point guard, can run this team?
I mean, we'll see, right? Like, it's always hard with freshmen coming in. It's not that often when you see some of these four-star, five-star freshmen come in, step on campus from day one, and find a way to be able to run the point. Like, even Trey Jones last year had some of his issues being able to run the point. And we've seen Kentucky over and over again have some of these freshmen come in. And, you know, it's not always John Wall. It's not always Eric Bledsoe. It's not always these guys that are going to end up being a number one pick. So I do think there's probably going to end up being a learning curve, just because any freshman point guard coming into college is going to end up having a learning curve. And, you know, so I do think that it might be a little bit tough for him. The good news for Memphis is they do have a couple other guys that have been there for a year that can play the point. And if you're going to learn the point guard position from anybody coaching in college right now, I mean, it might as well be from Penny Hardaway, right? Like, he was okay as a point guard at some point in his career.
And what do you think of Precious Achiuwa?
I think that he is a guy who, at this point, I think he has a little bit more potential than production, but he is one of these players where, you know, kind of in like this small ball era where you're looking for these athletes and these guys that can be kind of combo forwards and switchability and versatility and all that. I do think that he is someone that kind of fits that mold. And given the way that I expect Memphis to play in terms of getting up and down, in terms of being able to get out and transition, maybe press a little bit, I do think that he does fit well in what Penny is going to ask him to do. So I think that he's going to be a good player and a good piece for Memphis. I just don't know if he's going to be a guy that is, you know, like 10 points and 7 boards, or someone that can go out and get you 15, 16 points a night. I'm not sure if he's going to be, like, which one of those guys he's going to end up being. It's kind of going to kind of depend, I guess, on how he adjusts to the college level. But I do think he's going to end up being a guy that probably works his way into the starting lineup and, I would guess, ends up being, an above-average starter in the American Athletic Conference.
Talking to Rob Dossiter from NBC Sports College Basketball Talk and on Twitter, at Rob Dossiter. Before I let you go, Trenton Watford is obviously going to be today. I think most people don't think it's Memphis. And then R.J. Hampton down the road, I still think most people think it's not Memphis either. If so, I take it that would – you'd feel more comfortable with your bet if Memphis were to get either, but are you not expecting either to Memphis, or do you have any thoughts on that?
I think Trenton Wofford is probably LSU. Yep. That's what I've kind of been hearing. And RJ Hampton, I'm not sure where he ends up, but I don't think that ends up being Memphis either. I think that obviously both of them would help, especially if you get RJ Hampton. But, you know, I think that Memphis does have enough to be able to make that run, especially if they get Tucker. I just think he's a guy, like I said, having that kind of veteran presence and somebody that is older than 19 years old is something that would matter, especially when you get a player that is a guy that is NBA caliber, which I think that Rajon Tucker is.
Okay, and then finally, Grizzlies, number 2 pick in the draft. You, I'm sure, saw a bunch of John Morant last year. You saw a bunch of RJ Barrett last year. Is it absolutely clear to you that John Morant is the second best player in this draft?
I don't know if it's absolutely clear that he is, but I think that he would be the absolutely right pick for Memphis to make, simply because I think that he fits kind of what the NBA mold is in terms of being a point guard a little bit better. You know, I hesitate to put him in the same conversation and put his name next to somebody like a Russell Westbrook or somebody like a John Wall, but I do think that that is what his ceiling is because of, I mean, we've all seen the athleticism, we've all seen the highlights, and we've all seen the dunk. But I do think that he is someone that can get out in transition. I think that he's built for the NBA game in terms of the way that he can see the floor, the way that he can pass the ball, the way that he can run ball screens. And the idea of pairing him with Jaren Jackson Jr. for the next 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it ends up being, is just, that's the kind of thing when you are, I guess, trying to rebuild a franchise, those are the cornerstones and the building blocks you want. Now, RJ Barrett, I understand some of the limitations that people are putting on him. And look, I see it too. He's left-hand dominant. I'm not sure exactly what position he is at the NBA level. I'm not sure if he has the shooting ability that you need to be able to play the position that he's probably going to end up playing. I get it all. You know, a little bit, maybe he's a little bit too selfish. Maybe he's not making the right reads. But in speaking with people that know him, that are close to him, that are around that Duke program, I just kind of get the sense that he's wired a little bit like a Kawhi Leonard and like a Kobe Bryant. I'm not saying he's going to end up being as good as those guys, but I think that he's one of these players that is going to work and work and work and work until he reaches whatever his ceiling ends up being. So I do think that he probably ends up being a guy that is an all-star at some point, and he probably ends up being a guy that can average 20 points a game at some point, just because I think that the human being is a guy that you want to end up betting on. That said, like I mentioned earlier, I think Ja Morant is absolutely the right pick for Memphis. I just think the fit with him and Jaren Jackson Jr. moving forward, I think that's too good to pass up.
Rob, you're great. Thank you very much. I really do appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, Thanks. Man. Thanks for having me
that
on.
That is Rob Dossler. He's bet on Memphis to win the national title, so do not doubt his rooting interest here. Thoughts on all that, Jeffrey?
Yeah. I think he is dead on. Like, let's look at, like, Tyler Harris and let's look at Alex Lomax. And obviously they were not ranked nearly as high as Boogie Ellis. But it's not unusual to see a freshman point guard have growing pains. I mean, Trey Smith's a prime example, and Trey Smith was another highly ranked guy.
I think if people are writing off A-Lo, Tyler Harris, Isaiah Maurice, I think they're wrong to do that. Because what they have learned in the past year is significant. Obviously, Isaiah Maurice is not playing over James Wiseman. I'm not saying that. But their role on this team, to the extent that anyone's written them off, I think it's probably a mistake, particularly, honestly, if Rajon Tucker does not show up. It was Jeff Goodman who brought up this possibility that there may be academic issues that will prevent him from graduating, which would then prevent him from being a graduate transfer.
Correct.
That's all the more reason why you're going to need to rely on some of the experience that you might get from these other guys. By the way, it is a graduation season. Your kids, my kid, will be going off to college soon. My second will be headed off to college. Got to send them off with a good laptop, man. They're going to be, listen, you want them to be, yes, they'll be having some merriment, I presume, at college, but they will be also hopefully studying. They will be writing papers. They will be researching. All of those things. They need a quality laptop. And if you want to do it without breaking the bank, get yourself to Cooper Systems. Buy them an Apple. Buy them a Dell. Buy them a Lenovo. Buy them a Hewlett Packard. Or if you don't want to do that, maybe you got something else and you want to get their computer spruced up before they go off to college, bring it in, say, Lee and Lauren Cooper, I would like to get this, my kid is going off to college and I would like them to send them off with a functional zippy laptop. And could you please give it a tune up? And they will do that for you. And it will be done quickly and professionally. And it'll be good as new. Seriously, this is the season for graduation. This is a season when nothing makes someone happier than a new laptop. So go see our friends, as I have. I'm sending Andrew off with a new computer from Cooper Systems. You can too. 360-9679, 360-9679. They are in the Mount Moriah Office Park. When we come back, the one story you've been waiting for. Plus, it'll be the last time. Last time, Jeffrey?
I never like to use that terminology.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The last time today.
That seems
fair. The last
fair.
Time today.
There we go.
That we will play the new hit, in case you missed it the first time. And also some of the really, I'm overwhelmed by the reactions. They've been really moving, the reactions to this. I had no idea. And I've tapped into a hidden talent, and I'll read some of your reactions as well. When we return, it's Jeff Cockatoo, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Starting Monday at 2 p.m., it's Giannotto and Jeffrey. Mark Giannotto, lead columnist from The Commercial Appeal.
I like you enough that I'm willing to devote 2 hours a day.
And 92.9 FM ESPN's Jeffrey Wright.
Monday through Fridays, 2 to 4. Keep that kind of clear.
Giannotto and Jeffrey starts Monday on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN. Mark Giannotto, Jeffrey Wright, Giannotto and Jeffrey. Weekdays from 2 till 4 p.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. Get it online at 92.9ESPN.com.
Memphis has been celebrating all month and enjoying everything that makes this city special. We just welcome the whole world into our backyard to cook out, but now it's time for us to grill up a Memphis original. So we're kicking off grilling season with Memorial Day weekend, and this is Gary Parrish telling you nothing sets you up for the perfect party like a fresh hand-cut steak from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop. You know Folks Folly, right? The original Memphis Steakhouse. They serve incredible steaks every night, but what you might not realize is that you can have those very same steaks in your own backyard, as well as their ground sirloin, crab legs, lamb chops, sandwiches, pimento cheese, fresh vegetables, everything you could possibly want for a delicious cookout with friends and family. It's all at Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop right next door to Folks Folly. And it's so good, in fact, that Humphrey's staff is going to take off Memorial Day so they can enjoy it as well. So you need to take some time before the holiday to stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall. It's the same address as Folks Folly. Or you can order online at humphreysmemphis.com to get everything you need to grill like a legend.
Get more 92.9. Download the radio.com app now and make sure your favorite 92.9 FM ESPN Memphis.
Okay, guys, it's time to step up. By now, you know it's hard to hit a golf ball or baseball with a big fat belly in the way. And when it comes to performance in the bedroom, it's time to lose it so you can use it. Time to visit Dr. Keith Amadeo at ColliervilleWeightLoss.com. Stop with all the excuses. Nothing is going to change until you get going. Go to ColliervilleWeightLoss.com and see how Dr. Keith Amadeo is batting 1,000. Call 901-221-8964 and tell him you want your free evaluation right now. No more whining about your bad back and knees hauling all those extra pounds around. Collierville Weight Loss is the no pills, no excessive exercise, no weird supplements or food place. Speaking for all the ladies here, we're waiting for you to get it together. Put that dad body on the shelf. Your sex life will thank you. Dr. Keith Amadeo has your free evaluation waiting for you. Call 901-221-8964. Visit ColliervilleWeightLoss.com today.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the pizza sub collection. How do you want it?
I'll have the best man speech.
A toast to the perfect marriage of pizza and sub at Subway. Nobody thought it would work out. No offense. But seeing you two together proves anything is possible. You want a supreme pizza sub? Go get it. Pepperoni, why not? Triple meat, it's just right. Because at the end of the day, it's still pizza on the inside. Subway, make it what you want.
Sorry, it's the red onions.
Limited time only in participating restaurants.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Experience the difference of a Spartan mower. Spartan not only looks amazing on and off the lawn, it's packed with standard features like GT Track for precision traction, balance, and control, with optional features like radial front tires and an all-new 360 floating seat for an incredibly comfortable ride. Take command of your yard. Take command of your time. Take command of your life by joining one of the fastest-growing mower companies in the world, Lads, for your zero-turn and golf car needs.
Lads, up your life with Lads. Lads, up your life.
From the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You know, if my car had been stolen, like I thought it was stolen, it turned out not to have been stolen. I just forgot where I put it. If you missed that story, by the way, just listen to the podcast back and it's toward the end of the first hour. But anyway, if I needed a new car, I would have gone to Triumph Bank and gotten it financed through Triumph Bank. It is a local bank, and that means they treat you like the neighbor that you are, honestly. It is amazing. It feels like airlines give you the worst service now, but banks also treat you like whatever, you know. Here they treat you like they're supposed to treat you, and it's the kind of place where you can walk in, and you can get the cell phone number of Will Chase, the CEO. It's a place you can walk in, you get the new debit card printed up on the spot. It's a place where if you have a car loan or business or something else you want financed, they will work with you because they want to get to yes. They want to get to yes. They are invested in the community and in making banking easy for you. So go see our friends at Triumph Bank. Let's get to the one story you have been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
I was torn today, Jeffrey, between the one story you've been waiting for. Chad Kelly was picked up by the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, was signed.
Correct.
Picked up is probably rough for him, right?
Yes.
Chad Kelly was signed by the Indianapolis Colts. Yes. That's a good spot for him, right?
100%.
So that could have been the one story you've been waiting for. There is a there are apartments in Memphis that are now having people, they have to register their dogs for DNA.
I've not seen that one.
Okay. They want them to get a poo print. Okay, that's what they're calling it.
Okay.
And then if there's poo in the condo area, they can test the poo, cross-match it to the a dog that has been registered, and fine the people $150 for not picking up the poo.
That seems like a lot of effort, but...
Isn't that crazy?
That feels like a situation where you spent a lot of money to not... Recoup a lot of money.
Jason Williams weighing in on Boogie Ellis and saying he should add another 5 to his number if he wants to rock FedEx Forum on Twitter. He had that, right? That was a good one.
Fair point.
But I've decided the one story I've been waiting for is let's listen to Scott Van Pelt and see what he had to say about Memphis recruiting.
There is a new bully on the block in college basketball recruiting in the form of a guy who was once a superstar at the school where he's now the head coach. Memphis hired Penny Hardaway to make them matter again. He helped make them an elite team and make an Elite Eight run back in 91-92. And the way he's recruiting, they might be back there soon. I knew when Kentucky hired John Calipari from Memphis that he'd be an unstoppable recruiter in Lexington, and he has been. I didn't know what the reach would be for Penny. He was coaching at high school in Memphis, where he won a state title and had relationships in the circles that mattered in a city where that is massive. Memphis has always fascinated me. As an aside, it's a city that feels like its own country. It's got its own unique flavor and language, a pride about itself, and a loyalty to it. But how much juice would Penny still have, I wondered. Teenagers don't know about little Penny or the brilliance of his all-star years. Well, now I know he's plenty juicy. They already have the number one player in the country, James Wiseman, from Memphis. Today they got another 5-star, top 15 player, Precious Achiuwa, which means they now have the number one recruiting class in the country. Memphis also landed a coveted transfer as well, and in the blink of an eye, the Tigers are back in the top 5 in preseason rankings for next year. This follows 5 years of missing the NCAA tournament entirely. That's done for, them not mattering. They're back in a big way, and it only took a little over a year to completely turn this program around. Now, because Tubby Smith's a man who's widely respected, his firing after going 40-26 in 2 seasons there was criticized nationally. But I was paying attention to Gary Parrish from CBS Sports. He lives there. He knows the lay of the land as well as anyone, and he kept insisting Penny would fix their attendance issues and inject life into a program that was listless. He was entirely correct, but even Parrish couldn't have imagined this. Hell, even Penny couldn't have imagined it. They've got the type of momentum on the trail that's rarely seen outside the bluest of the blue bloods. The buzz is back in Memphis. All they have to do now is live up to the promise that has arrived so suddenly. That's not a guarantee, but this is. Memphis is going to show up to see if the new guys can show out.
All right, put cotton in your ears with the newest hit, Precious Achiuwa.
Precious Achiuwa, the highlights we all can share. Us on our feet and you flying right through the air. And if you can't find the three-point line, turn on that line, Lester and Boogie are there.
Podcast, which you'll want to do. Jeffrey, can we splice this up, get it out to the people?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they have to have this.
People are demanding this.
Excuse me. They need this.
People are demanding this. So we will tweet it out before long. Catch Jeffrey and Giannato, their debut show from 2 to 4 today. What's next, Jeffrey?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. As you mentioned earlier in the program, Rod Hampton, the father of CJ Hampton, scheduled to join them at 11:25. We will have a special monster surprise guest on our very first show of Giannotto and Jeffrey. About 2:25 for that moment, Jason Smith will join us at 3. Scott Van Pelt will join GP at 4:25. Of course, now Bennett Doyle will be with GP at 4 o'clock. The 6 as well at 6. And then tonight, the Golden State-Portland game will be on as well.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We got to get out of here. Our work here is done.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. Home of Golic and Wingo. Weekdays from 5 till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM ESPN. A radio.com sports station.
Tennessee. Welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You go in for a hug, but the huggee pulls up for a handshake. You couldn't save yourself from the crushing inner cringe of a handshake hug mix-up. But you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your dopey arms, extended like a wounded bird, have become your biggest problem, you should know Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even offers 24/7 access to licensed agents and emergency roadside service.
Huh.
And while hugs don't always go as expected, you could expect your local Geico agent to help you save even more.
Ooh. You couldn't save yourself the embarrassment of a handshake hug, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
I think we can all agree that t-shirts are awesome. And if you need t-shirts for your business, reunion, school, church group, etc., go to the place that made t-shirts for the Jeff Calkins Show, Memphisity Design.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.